Leaked files reveal how criminals allegedly used big banks to move about $2 trillion of dirty money around the world. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. That leak includes documents reporting suspicious client behavior that banks sent to U.S. Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, a division of the Treasury Department, between 2000 and 2017. More than 3,000 U.K. companies are named in the leak. One of them is Europe's biggest bank, HSBC. Today, its share price has dropped more than 4% to its lowest level in 25 years. It's worth bearing in mind these suspicious activity reports are based on suspicions, not findings, and are not proof of wrongdoing. The BBC's Andy Verity explains what HSBC is accused of.
All the banks have an obligation under anti-money laundering laws to file suspicious activity reports if they see transactions which have what we call red flags. Suspiciously large round numbers, for example, money going from and to places which are owned by the same people, entities that you haven't heard of or have been linked in public with criminal activity. Those are your typical sort of red flags. And in these files, there's a suspicious activity report which lays out, or a number of them, which lay out HSBC's connections to a big fraud that went on in the United States called World Capital Markets, or WCM 777. Now, thousands of people from the States, from Colombia and Latin America as well, were caught up in the fraud. And it's a bit like a chain letter scam or a Ponzi scheme where you recruit new investors, encourage them to put a bit of money in. That gets paid down the line. The people at the start of the scam get fat returns. But as things go on, the whole thing collapses. Now, what happened was the fraudsters who were running this scheme made off with $80 million. And they moved much of that money through HSBC after US authorities had got in touch and told HSBC it was a scam. So they asked HSBC about accounts linked to the fraudsters. HSBC denied that there were accounts linked to the fraudsters, but at the same time, they did have accounts linked to its Hong Kong branch. And after that, they moved money. Now, we asked HSBC what they had to say about this. They didn't want to comment directly on that particular scam, but they did say that they'd been on a multi-year journey to overhaul their ability to combat financial crime across more than 60 jurisdictions.
These papers also say the UK is a, quote, high-risk jurisdiction by the Intelligence Division of the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. We've had a response from UK Finance, which represents the nation's banking sector. We've voiced up their statement here. Here's what they had to say.
Protecting the security, prosperity and reputation of the UK from the significant threat of economic crime is an absolute priority for the banking and finance industry. The sector spends over £5 billion a year fighting economic crime. These activities fully comply with all regulatory and legislative requirements.
Now, Andy, we've been talking about the UK banking sector caught up in this leak, but it's not just HSBC. Other major banks around the world are named in these papers, aren't they?
Well, if I say to American ears, JP Morgan, that's got to be one of the most recognized US brands, doesn't it? And in the files, its London branch helped run accounts for a company called ABSI for years and years. One of the suspicious activity reports refers to concerns aired in public that ABSI may be owned by Semyon Mogilyevich, or controlled by him or linked to him. Now, Semyon Mogilyevich is on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list as a Russian mobster who's been linked to drug trafficking, prostitution. He denies all this, of course, and also contract killing. Now, it wasn't proof in the suspicious activity reports that they were, but the fact that JP Morgan didn't know really who was controlling a company which moved $1 billion through its accounts suggests that its regulations were not all they could be. JP Morgan said it did meet all the legal requirements.
What happens now, Andy? Have we heard from any regulators anywhere in the world about what action they're going to take against all these allegations?
The UK government, for example, talked about reforming Companies House, which is the place where you register companies and file accounts, so that there'd be greater checks. The US authorities similarly are promising an overhaul of money laundering laws. So this leak has definitely made people think very hard about why the system for stopping dirty money flowing around the world isn't working very well.
The BBC's Andy Verity, thanks so much for your time breaking this down.
Cheers. Nice speaking to you.
Well, shares of other banks named in that document leak are also taking a hit today. Standard Chartered, Deutsche Bank, and Barclays are all down between 4 and 6%. JP Morgan is off 3.5% in U.S. pre-market trade. Those moves also come amid a broad decline in global markets today as COVID-19 infection rates continue to rise across Europe. Benchmarks here are all down more than 2%. Farmers in India are participating in large-scale protests today after lawmakers passed legislation they fear could cripple their businesses while they're already suffering from the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The BBC's Nikhil Anamdar reports from Mumbai.
Farmers here are protesting against three pieces of legislation that were passed on Sunday. One deals with the deregulation of wholesale markets. Now, at present, farmers are allowed to sell by and large only in government-regulated markets, but the new bill will allow them to sell directly from farms to private players. While that might seem like a good thing, it endangers the livelihoods of middlemen and commissioning agents and deprives the state governments of crucial tax revenue. Farmers also believe this might be the first step towards dismantling the minimum support prices that India gives to its farmers, which is a guaranteed procurement price for certain crops. They also believe the legislation, which does away with stocking limits for essential commodities, will encourage the corporatization of farming, with big players eventually taking away their bargaining power. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, though, has said that these fears are unfounded. And many economists say some of the reforms are indeed a long time coming and will help in modernizing India's agriculture sector. In Mumbai, I'm the BBC's Nikhil Anamdar for Marketplace.
And here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.